Welcome back to another episode of the One in Four Arsenios, the Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast. My goodness, I'm all over the place, man. Happy Monday to everyone out there. So grateful to be back, man. So much has happened, obviously, over the last week. You know, just very, very grateful because now that we're into September, now that things are opening up, now that I believe that life is soon to begin, given the fact that finally these caseloads are dropping, testing is going up, the positivity rate is going down, and, you know, vaccination rollouts are insane. And it seems like I'm on that next level. Like, I'm getting ready to start. I'm going to have to juggle so many things around. And so I need to, and you probably need to, figure out depth. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Like, the things that have been working throughout the year, it's time to dive more into that and to not get back to your potential typical ways. Maybe there were days that you kind of go back to what you always used to do, in a sense that, you know, your bad habits or, you know, going after things and pursuing things that really aren't working, not focusing and being on that same thing. See, it's time to really start diving into the goals, is what I'm trying to tell you. It's kind of like when you don't have that desire, you're just not going to have it. And it's going to be very hard to develop it if you're not looking at it, right? It's kind of like when you meet someone for the first time, right? If you're on a date and you got that little tingle in your heart, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening again. Oh my God, oh my God. You know, I've been telling my girlfriend that if I met her before COVID, there's no way her and I, with the intention that I was in at the time, there's no way her and I would have been even remotely, like, I'm not even close. Like, we would have had our big fallout and we would have stopped speaking to each other a long time ago. And it's because, you know, I always looked and approached things like, oh, just because I have this little feeling when I meet someone for the first time, that doesn't mean it's going to last forever. You know, but when it comes to anything in life, you got to be able to feel it. There has to be an intuitive nudge. It's the same thing with goals, right? And so when we look at that and when we look at this and look at that, like, two thirds of the year is already done, you got to start writing down goals. You know, you got to start writing everything down, because when you write them down, you will more than likely achieve it. See, that's what scientists have said. If you actually write it down, we all know that. If you write down your goals, you're more often to achieve them than not writing them down and just keeping them in your head, right? And looking over them, okay, and reminding you what is important. See, a lot of people, they make their New Year's list and that's it. But New Year's is so far from here. And you know what? So many people at the end of 2020, they were saying, oh my God, 2020 is such a bad year. I'm ready for 2021. And 2021 ended up being as equally as bad for them because they didn't make it a habitual state to change whatsoever. This is the problem with a lot of people in the world. They believe that everything is supposed to happen to them without establishing their habits. So what are you excited about in the last third of the year? I think in the two thirds, basically May, between May and August, it was absolute fire. It was absolute fire. Meeting people, being able to sell an array of different things online, selling a ridiculous amount of services, basically getting back in touch with the company I had coached at, and they're like, hey, you know, okay, you know, once things, you know, settle down, you know, you're going to start training here again. And this is coming from obviously the HR lady, and it's good to know that people have kept their word and that I know that this is potentially going to come, but I must not keep my eye or get my eye or take my eye off the prize. See, what is the ultimate goal for everything? Sometimes I have a tendency of always going back to my needy ways instead of the ways in terms of influencing and helping people in general. So what do I mean by this? Well, I mean, you know, the night before, I had an amazing dream that a whole bunch of people had signed up for the webinar. Last night, I had a dream that I ended up having like no money. It was the craziest thing ever. And I woke up and I was like, man, what the fuck is going on? What the hell was that goddamn dream about? And I'm just like, you know what? Okay, Arsenio, just could just keep focusing. Everything's going to be all right. You know, obviously I bought these headphones. There are so many things happening in different accounts and people coming to me, people buying, you know, additional hours and stuff. But I feel like now that things, I'm not going to say they're beginning to slow. Maybe my intent is in the wrong place. I know that there's a lot more that I have to do, but I just need to start figuring out, okay, Arsenio, things are going to start opening back up. And when they do, you need to keep and like maintain your ground. So what does this mean? Well, the things that have been working, you know, another quick conversation, you know, a quick side note and a quick story was, you know, if I had canceled a class just 10 minutes before, this fucker who I actually work for would probably try reducing my salary for whatever reason, my monthly salary, because it was too short of a notice. And I'm like, see, that's what is not working. So see, I identified it. I'm like, oh, dude, you're barely even giving me a fucking salary. You're barely even covering rent. You're barely, okay, so you're going to reduce it? Okay, I got you. Check this out. Don't ask me to do shit. I'm not free on Saturdays, and don't you ever ask me for some bullshit-ass on-site classes ever again. That's it. And, you know, I was telling my girlfriend, I was like, listen, when things do open back up next month, I'm going to tell them to leave me the fuck alone. I'm going to say, listen, guys, no, I am not available throughout the week. And no, I do not want to go back to teaching those fucking kids anymore on the weekend. It's a waste of my time. It is an absolute waste of my time. One, because I don't think kids are ever going to come back, because obviously they're never going to get these COVID shots. And two, it's just really, really annoying that I commit to things that I do not like doing. See, when I lose energy going into a class, that goes to show you that that class is not for me. So if I'm just so overwhelmed and I'm like, dude, I was in this class sitting in there for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, sometimes 2.5 hours. For what? What has it done for me? And this is the biggest issue. And so now with clear mind and everything, I can finally say, excuse me. Yeah, Fern, I'm good. I don't want to teach those kids anymore. Give it to another teacher. Oh, why? Why? No, they're just bags of shits. I don't like the parents. I don't like them. It's a waste of time. You want me to come and waste to what is it? It's going to take me an hour to get to work, only to work for $11 to teach bullshit ass kids that their parents are like, oh no, do more of this, do more. Give it to someone else. I don't need your garbage ass money. Goodbye. I keep you motherfuckers happy on a Sunday. If you guys have anything else, don't ask me to do anything past 8 p.m. ever again, by the way. You only got 3 more days of that. So I actually look at every single day now and I say, am I very happy? Am I bringing the same energy out as when I went into this day? Or do I feel so overwhelmed, so emotionally exhausted, psychologically exhausted that I'm like, dude, I feel like I've had all my fulfillment taken away. And in saying that, now I'm able to make those decisions and say, nah, I don't want to teach kids anymore. I'm good. I'm good. Give me some legitimate classes. If you don't give me classes, other things will fill in and you're going to be shit out of luck. That's all there is to it. So now it's not about power. It's about doing things that I want. I'm not selling myself for shitty money anymore. I'm doing things that I love to do. And over the last 4 months, I realized that teaching for myself is coaching is beyond phenomenal, because I make and break my schedule. I don't, you know, my students don't worry about this. They don't worry about that. I'm always giving them webinars. We have courses. We have this, we have that. But when I go back to that job, what am I actually doing it for? There's not like a higher thing, a higher purpose that I'm trying to achieve there. So I'm going to reduce the amount of bullshit hours based on how many classes you guys gave me over the past couple of weeks. Don't contact me to do shit else. Don't contact me in regards to additional work. I don't want to do it. And so I'm focusing on what is important. And then it comes down to obviously the plan and the planner throughout the day. I was watching one of Brendan Burchard's videos in regards to planning out your day. And he said something so important during the presentation. He was like, listen, when you're planning out this day, some people are like, oh, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. I have to do a lot of this. It's because that you're not planning out your day, like all the things that you need to do immediately without distraction in the morning at this time. So let me give you an example of this. Today's Monday, right? Well, the thing is, over the next 3 days, I want to punch out as many videos as I possibly can over the next 3 days or 4 days before I go to my girlfriend's house, so I don't have to do any extra videos while I'm at her house, just so I don't have to like look at it and say, oh yeah, you know, I think I'm just gonna do this instead, or you know, or oh, I don't have time for this, or I'm too lazy for this or that. Because guess what, Saturday I'm not doing any work, all my notifications are off. I'm going to a national park with my girlfriend. It's an anniversary. We're going to go to this plant shop. We're going to look around for things. We're going to go to a wonderful Italian restaurant at about 4 p.m. It's a day of me. I should be able to do that. See, you shouldn't have to go back and say, oh, well, I don't have time. I have to get all these things done. It's because you're not disciplined. It's because you're not planning your day, and all the reactionary and reactive things are just falling into your schedule. So maybe you can make an oath to yourself over the next over the next 4 months, let me be disciplined and plan out my days, you know, because we want to continue experiencing, right? Because just think about it. If we can't experience, what happens? You go out with my, or maybe if I have a lot of things that are bunched up in my schedule and I'm thinking about the next thing I have to do, I'm not fully in the zone with those people who I am with. I'm always thinking about the next thing. It's kind of like people who go out and they hang out, but they're in the rooms, their bodies are in the room, but their minds are not there. That's the thing that I'm talking about. See, can I fully engage on a Saturday, waking up in the morning, maybe posting just a couple of things and just not tuning in to my phone the rest of the day? That's right. Taking all my classes and everything, taking it out and saying, okay, I'm not going to do any classes this day, that day, because this day is for this. That's all there is to it. And not having to play catch up next Sunday. A couple of my classes in the afternoon had finished. And, you know, I told them, I said, hey, when does the next class start? Oh, we're not sure. I'm like, okay, well, there's going to be a whole not sure coming up. Once things open, don't ask me for shit, because you guys have not helped me whatsoever. You guys have not helped me whatsoever. So leave me the fuck alone. Don't ask me for shit. Don't ask me to do interviews anymore. Don't ask me for anything. If you want to give me this bullshit ass salary, stay at this bullshit ass salary. That's all there is to it. And if you want someone else to do the classes, goodbye. Because to be honest with you, the less time, the better. And so, again, going back to the work situation, you guys already know that story. But now going back into my life, like, I want to be so in the zone that I could bunch everything up together throughout the morning, the day, whatever you want to call it, and tell myself, all right, I'm going to get all of this done, and so that I can enjoy more time off. I'm not always saying, I really want to do this, but I have to do this. Oh, I want to do this, but I have to do this. I don't want to be that type of person. And so, like, right after this podcast, I'm like, okay, Arsenio, let's hit it. Let's hurry up and go make a couple of arts, or just start typing up. Finish this course, and we're going to start recording videos in the afternoon before your bullshit ass long 3-hour class in the evening. You know, I like to break things down in this respect, because I think there are just, again, too often at times, we just let things happen to us. We just want people to fill our schedules. And if we don't fill our schedules with plans, and you know, we don't go in depth with things that we have to get done, our non-negotiables, everything else is going to fill in. So regardless, you need to stop saying no to everything. And I'm not going to have any guilt whatsoever. So over the next, hopefully, 4 months, everything, like when things do open back up, I still don't know if they're going to open up, you know, at the beginning of next month or maybe November. Doesn't really matter to me. I really don't care, as long as the cases come down so I can start training at these companies. That's all that really matters to me. But when it does open up, don't ask me. Monday through Saturday, I'm done. I'm done. Online only, no more kids. No more kids. Nope. Because I'm not, if I go into a class at 8 a.m. and I come out overwhelmed and exhausted after just an hour with two bags of shits, I'm good. That's not teaching, that's babysitting. I'm not a babysitter. Goodbye. Oh, Arsenio, can you teach this class from 1 to 3:30? What is it? Oh, it's an English father, this class. The kids are 8 years old. I'm like, I'm not a babysitter. I'm good. And no, I'm not going to exert all my energy, because all it's going to take, the more I do, apparently, the more bitchy they become. The less I do, the more they bitch. So they become increasingly bitchy. If I do more and if I do less, they still bitch. So I'm not doing these classes anymore. I've finally realized and gained clarity in my life of what I want to do. And that is the end of it. So in saying that, people, I'm literally just watching this migrant worker literally tiptoe on the thinnest of lines, probably 10 floors in the sky with nothing. But this is absurd. I cannot believe it. Oh man, whatever these condo developers are shit for allowing this. I feel really bad for those workers. Terrifying. Anyways, in saying that, very grateful that I don't have to do that type of work. You know what I mean? Working outside, having to risk my life for literally only $10 a day. I'm good. You know, I had to develop my mind, you know, even the $11 an hour. I've developed my mind to the point where I'm like, no more kids classes. And if I get bored at any time, I will cancel because you guys aren't even paying my bills. So you're just a waste of space. Just shut the hell up. Stay out of my face and just let me do my thing. That's all there is to it. Arsenio, your student said, do more of this, do more of that. I'm like, fuck off. Because you can never make people happy. The more you do, they stay quiet. The less you do, they bitch. So they'll never give you props. Not looking for positive reinforcement, but keep that same energy. See? So over the final third, my goal is to keep my ground, to stay the course, to say, Arsenio, whatever has been working over the last 4 months, keep doing that. Don't do for others. Do for what is working on your end. And so in saying that, people, thanks for tuning in to another episode. Stay tuned for more. Over and out.